Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
So, we're not going to lie to you all. We don't really have an agenda for today's podcast like we normally do. We thought we would just come on here and check in with each other and help you feel like you are not alone because we're all in this together. So, on that note, how are you guys feeling?
Okay, trying to get all my ducks in a row for studying and finals and the normal end of the semester stuff. Registering for next semester, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey, Chris. I don't know how I'm feeling. I'm like, this semester has been totally out of the ordinary. I'm like preparing for finals, yet I'm like, I have no motivation to do so. I don't want to do it. It just, it's weird. It's a weird, weird semester. How are you feeling?
You know what? It's been a struggle. I was just telling Rob yesterday, like I Rob is my husband for all of you who don't know, but I was just telling him like, I just felt sad. I don't know why. Like, there's no reason to feel sad. Well, I mean, there's plenty of reasons in the world to feel sad. But I think it's just because I'm so exhausted and tired. Pandemic, the, you know, school, work can get really crazy and then it out, like, slows down drastically. And there's no real consistency.
I feel that. What are you going to do for your graduation, Tiff? That's like a really big milestone. It's a really important thing. And are you going to do the virtual one or are you going to do like one of those drive-through ones where people honk at you?
People honk at you, yeah. I don't know. Like, I always pictured myself, you know, going to grad school. And I mean, I'm not stopping here. I plan on getting my PhD. Not right now, but like within the next, well, give me 10 years. It took me 10 years to get my master's. But, you know, it's kind of weird because you can't celebrate. And I know we have one of our coworkers, Adan, who graduated last spring. And I had a conversation with him and he was like very down. And he's like, you know, it doesn't feel real. He was just kind of angry about it. And I just didn't understand. I was like, Adan, you graduated. Like, it's absolutely, like, it's a huge accomplishment. And he was like, yeah, but you just don't understand. And at that point, I thought I understood. And now I'm like in his shoes. And I completely understand where he's at because you put in all this work over all this time and you have so much effort and all of your energy. I mean, I joke about it, but seriously, Lobos, when you see me, when this whole pandemic ends, I have more wrinkles and white hair and probably a couple pounds than I had before this. Like, it's taken a toll, you know? And so I want to celebrate, but how do you do that safely? You know, I tried Zooming with my family for Thanksgiving and it was absolutely amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, we all had dinner together, but everyone was so excited to see each other and talk. They were talking over each other. And so I couldn't hear half the conversation. So that was like, okay, virtual party. That's kind of, I don't know. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, we can have a drive-through, drive-by, drive-whatever, where, you know, people honk at you, like Leah said. But where I live in a, like, a cul-de-sac-ish. It's, like, not a through street. And so that will be, I can't even use the word over podcast, but chaos. We'll use chaos. So I asked my brother and my sister-in-law if I could have it at their house. Because they have this really long driveway and they said I could, but then at the same time, I feel like it's, how do I put it, guys? Like, am I acting too childish, like immature? I mean, 32, I'm getting my master's. Like, it's not like I'm a 6-year-old again having a birthday party. You know what I mean? Like,
you're crazy, but it's still something you worked so hard for. Like, we've all seen the blood, sweat, and tears you put into this. So I understand wanting a little like acknowledgement or like, I don't know, to something to show your perseverance work, like, shined through.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm not very good with attention, like, even for my wedding or for my, like, bridal shower. I just felt so weird. I don't like attention being on me. I love to give everyone else attention, but not when the roles are reversed. So, I mean, I might, but then there comes the thing, like, I don't want people to think I'm just in it for presents either. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I don't,
yeah.
Me being able to see people who support me is a present enough, I guess.
Maybe some of our listeners have, like, an idea of, like, maybe one of their family members did or a friend did that's different.
Yeah.
For celebrating something during COVID. Please DM us if you have any suggestions or, like, recommendations on something different and new that, you know, maybe we haven't heard before to celebrate. Because that would be cool. We want to hear them.
Oh, yeah, please. Any ideas. And if you think I am being crazy in either form of the way, like, yes, you're immature, or no, celebrate, please let me know that too. Because
maybe I should put a poll on social media today.
Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate your graduation? And then see what people say, and then we'll have our answers.
That's a good idea. That would help tremendously.
I'll put it up right now.
Thanks, Leah. We'll see what
everyone has to say.
Yeah.
Because we're stuck. We don't know.
Right. No, I agree. I'm toying through this. I mean, I'm toying in my mind a lot. And when I say that, I go back and forth because our role, and we're transparent, you know, we have this honest conversation with you guys. That's why we're honest tea. But our role is to ensure that our students and our Lobos don't feel alone, you know, that you are doing what you need to do. And so I find myself being like, this is an accomplishment. You know, I need to celebrate it somehow. I've worked really hard because I feel that way for every single one of our Lobos. Whether you're graduating or you're not, like, going through college in a pandemic is amazing. Like, you are all so resilient. And your coping skills, while they may falter at times, Chris will hear me telling him to study, like, at least 7-8 times a day. But it's something to be proud of because not everyone goes through this. I mean, it's been 100 years since anyone has ever had to go through a pandemic and figure out their life and how to, you know, work with it. So, but then I find myself being like, oh, stop being so, I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird, guys.
No, but it's something like college is weird as it is, like adjusting from childhood to adulthood. For some of us, it's almost a paradigm. Just like complete, like some of us moving away from home, not having family around us. And that's another thing, during a pandemic, not being able to see your family and having them to like lean back on for support. Like, it's something that's hard. And especially now, like you graduated with your master's through a pandemic. Like I'm questioning if school's for me. And I'm barely an undergrad.
School is for you, for one.
No, I know.
Tiff may need her vacations when Chris becomes a cardiac thoracic surgeon. Just kidding.
I'm just being lazy, and I hate being home.
It's hard. I maybe that's part of it too. Like I feel like we're all just a little down, and we might just be like, my dad called it cabin fever. Like you're stuck. You can't go anywhere. You know, can't do anything.
Well, yeah. At first, we were like, okay, a couple months, it's going to be okay. Like a couple weeks after spring break, we're like, 3 weeks spring break, that sounds cool, whatever.
Yes.
And then it turns into a whole, like almost a whole year. Like, let's see how much longer it lasts. I'm praying on that vaccine. You don't understand.
Well, I feel you. I mean, I went to go to our meeting to click on the Zoom for, you know, our staff meeting yesterday. And I realized I didn't make it past November 26th or something like that. So I had
to put it through December.
I didn't think it was going to happen. But speaking of like what Chris was saying, by now we thought this would be over, right? We thought, okay, the only people who are going to have a virtual graduation is spring of 2020. Well, by the time fall comes around, it'll be good. Okay, by the time Christmas comes around, it'll be good. Whatever the case may be. But We got this email yesterday from Dr. Wilterding, who's our executive director, and it's forwarded from the vice chair of the Department of Internal Medicine. And there's some staggering statistics. I don't know if you guys read this yet, but you know, the governor's coming in with like this whole phased in and phased out approach versus red, yellow, green by county. You can go to the New Mexico Department of Health to learn more about that. But look at these statistics right here. I'm sorry, Lobo, you can't see them, but I will try and, I guess, never mind. You're not the only one who can't see them. Sorry, guys. I will share my screen so you can see them as well.
I was about to say, I don't see anything.
My bad. So COVID at UNM. I saw yesterday in the Department of Health that yesterday at 3 o'clock, we only had one ICU bed. After that, we don't have any beds yet. As of yesterday, there were no beds, no capacity at UNM hospitals, both Sandoval Regional or UNMH. 65.3% are COVID positive patients, and the symptomatic test positive rate is 37, and it's been stable since November, but asymptomatic testing has increased and is still increasing. So trying to figure that out. But speaking to the vaccine, Chris, if I scroll down on this email here, it'll show you, did I pass it? I probably passed it. Sorry, guys. Okay. Moderna, who is one of the vaccine people, companies, are submitting their coronavirus vaccine for approval today, which was yesterday, with the goal of getting it approved by December 21st. It was 94% effective in preventing the disease. So that's very positive. And then Pfizer vaccine is being flown into distribution hubs awaiting approval. There's about 3 or 4 different vaccinations right now, I believe, last I heard. And so that's pretty positive in that hopefully we can get people vaccinated and there's an end in sight. I don't know. That's
good Christmas present for me.
Right?
I'm gonna tell my family, interesting.
Don't get me anything. Just get the darn vaccine.
You should. That's a great idea.
Right. Ugh. What were you going to say, Leah?
Oh, no. It's just weird to think about in, like, yeah, we're all going through this in the United States. But then, like, in the very beginning of COVID, everything was on the news about France or Italy or, you know, China. And, you know, India was getting hit with this big wave. And now you're not really hearing about other parts of the world, but they're still dealing with it. Like, we're all still dealing with this somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, who's dealing with it the best or better? Like, I think everyone's just trying to figure out, like, what other people are doing in the beginning. But now everyone's kind of focused on just the U.S., well, because we live here. But there's so many other places that are dealing with this, too. And I wonder how they're going about school and they're going about, you know, online learning and stuff like that. Not just us.
I agree. I always wonder that same thing too. I feel like the United States is very selfish and that once it hits home, it like, no, we're not reporting on anyone else. We're very good to be like, oh, shame on China, shame on India, shame on Italy, shame on Spain. And then once it comes to the United States, it's like, oh, well, not shame on us. You know, we're perfect. But I have a friend right now who's in New Zealand and I just like, look at her stories and her posts and her snaps and it's like normal life over there. And I asked her what's going on and she said, we've eradicated it. We've had a couple of cases. And I'm like, what? Like just to see, I mean, granted they're much smaller. Let's be real, much smaller than America. But it's, I kind of get jealous. I'm like, it's not fair. They're all going on vacations and they're at the beach and I'm over here in my little house, can't even leave because I'm afraid to get COVID to give to my parents. Like,
I don't know. I know my friend, she lives in Germany, I think Munich or outside of Munich. Mm-hmm. And she's an au pair, or I think that's how you say it. And so basically she like is an in-home nanny. And at the beginning of COVID, we were Zooming, and she was telling us all the restrictions that Germany had put on their citizens, like, as a whole, like, as a nation, not as, like, little counties or cities or whatever, kind of like America does, and, or states. And she said that if they went to the park, you had to bring your, like, identification, like, your passport or, like, your ID. And then once you brought your ID, there would be officers at the park checking your IDs to make sure you all lived in the same household. So every time she took these two little girls to the park to like play with their masks on, they would interrogate her basically of why she was out with these two kids when she had a US passport. She was like, I've been living here for like 2 years. Like I live in this house with them. And basically had to explain it every time she went out, or else you get fined. They issue a ticket to you at the park right then and there if you're there with someone you do not live with. But that was at the very beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now their restrictions are a lot lighter, I think, because their cases are down. But we thought that was like a crazy drastic measure, you know, crazy measure. But in reality, like, it kind of makes sense. You know, now in America, they're like, only hang out with people you live with. And in Germany, they've been doing that since when? Like the beginning of the
February,
pandemic.
March? Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, if we can put this year in a nutshell, why would you guys, in one word, put this year in a nutshell, what would you say?
Boo. I would just boo.
That's a good word. Yours, Chris?
That's a bad nut, Daddy. from Willy Wonka.
Veruca Salt. Oh, that's a bad nut, Daddy.
I was like, what the heck?
I want a squirrel.
They're not for sale.
You guys in your movie quotes, I love it. You throw me off guard a lot.
You should have seen Tiffany's eyes. She was like, what did you just say on the podcast?
I know.
I think we work in sexual health too much. I'll just put it that way. That's what I was
Ew, I wasn't even thinking that. No.
I'm sorry. Kara sent me this like really long, or sent both Leah and I all this COVID during sex information, and oh, that's where my mind went.
Sicko.
So that was not one word, Chris. That was like 12 words.
Yeah, I liked Chris's original word where he just goes, blah, blah. I think we should just put that into words, you know, put those letters together, and that should be one word.
Literally.
So
I didn't know you said one word. You just said COVID in a nutshell.
He said, that's a bad nut, Daddy.
That's a bad nut, Daddy.
They're good at that accent.
Well, if school doesn't work out, you can always do theater, Chris.
Oh, girl, I'm going to do stand-up comedy. But probably sit down while you do it. Just kidding.
Lazy. Just kidding.
Literally.
Oh, man. If I could put 2020 into one word, I would say chaos.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, boo, chaos. That's what you're getting.
Oh, that's a, yeah, that's a nice phrase.
That's a haiku.
Oh, man, I haven't done a haiku since sixth grade. I don't even, I'm not sure what it is anymore.
It's, all I know, it's some Japanese poem with staggering stanzas or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What it is to remember things, guys. Just kidding.
You crazy. I forgot to register. That was cool. I was on the meeting with them yesterday, and I was like, I forgot to register for classes next year. Just because I haven't been thinking about that. Thank goodness I got into them. I got waitlisted for one, but hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah, I just let you in. It's 2020. Just everyone, let everyone into classes, please.
Yeah, that would be silly if you didn't. So, professors, if you're listening, give people overrides because I forgot. And this is what my fifth year in college as a graduate student. So,
yeah. She hasn't been in grad school for 5 years. That's her undergrad, too.
No, that's my undergrad. This is my second year of grad school.
Oh, man.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I was talking to my sister about registering because I always help her register. And then it like hit me like a light bulb went on. And I was like, ah! I think we all just are having those chaotic moments right now. Just we're losing it for a second.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Not entirely sure where we're going, what we're doing. All we know is that we have 2 more weeks, a week of school and a week of finals. People are graduating. Be proud of that.
Ooh, congratulations.
Yeah. We're so proud of you all. For those of you who are graduating, for those of you who aren't graduating, we're proud of you as well. Because, man, you still have a ways to go in this pandemic and virtual school. So keep trudging along. Keep doing good. I will support you guys from not behind the books anymore, but from behind the microphone, I guess. I don't know. I'll still be supporting you all.
I'm proud of you.
We are. Do you guys have any last words of encouragement for students during finals and graduation and as the holidays approach?
Just keep an eye out on our social media, UNM_SHAC. I did post on our Instagram some study tips and tricks that are from other major universities that I personally use and recommend. So please go check those out. They're up now. And even if you don't have time to check them out now, bookmark them. And then when you're taking a study break, look at them later. And take care of yourself. Remember to wash your face or brush your teeth or do something nice. Sometimes we get so busy, we forget to do basic things like shower or, you know, make yourself a hot cup of tea. Do something nice for yourself and also study.
Thanks, Leah. That's good. I like that. Sometimes the little things that mean the most.
I think one time Tiffany was like, "Are you okay at work?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" She's like, "When's the last time you washed your hair?"
I'm sorry. Like,
no, don't be sorry. Because I was like, to be honest, I think you just reminded me that I need to shower. Like, I always hop in the shower, but sometimes I like don't have time to wash my hair. And you were like, you should probably wash your hair soon. And I was like, thanks, boss. I needed to hear that.
If anything, if I ever die, you guys can at least go to my funeral and say she was honest. In a caring fashion, of course.
Blunt.
Very caring. She's always like, prefaces that I love you and I hope you're doing okay, but
go take a shower. Just kidding.
But you need to wash your hair. How Chris? About you, Chris?
Honestly, just I really need to hear from someone, just keep like pushing. Like, I know it's tough right now, but hopefully in the near future it's gonna get better. Things are going to go back to what we considered normal at the time, hopefully. I mean, I feel like a lot of us are definitely going to still be a little bit more cautious than we were before, you know. Like, I don't know if masks are going to just disappear completely. I don't know if I'll feel comfortable with that. I've already kind of, like, acclimated to wearing a mask everywhere I go. Same. So let's see if that's something that sticks around. But, yeah, just keep pushing. Don't lose your motivation. Don't lose your drive. Like, it's going to be over. Hopefully soon. I know it's depressing being stuck at home and not being able to hang out with friends and missing out on all these huge celebrations in our lives and milestones. Like, just yesterday, I missed one of my favorite cousin's weddings, and it was so depressing, and I just felt so bad. But everyone understood, thankfully. She lives in Texas. So I don't know. Just keep going. Just keep breathing. Just keep swimming. Just keep breathing. Just
keep swimming. See, I know that one. That's Dory from Nemo.
Yeah. Just keep swimming.
Thank you, Chris. You guys are always filled with so much wisdom, and you always astonish me with just the support and encouragement that comes out of your mouth, even for myself. So, Lobos, we're probably past our time, but we want to thank you. This is going to be our last episode for the semester. It's been chaotic. And if we've done anything for you, even if it's just as making you smile or laugh, I'm hoping that it made your day a little bit brighter, and that means that this podcast was completely worth it. We'll be back in January. Heck, we may get bored and just put up some new podcasts talking about holiday treats and eats, and we might just come and do karaoke for you. Who knows?
Stay tuned. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
But as far as that goes, thank you, Chris and Leah, for all of your time and attention to our podcast and to all of our guest speakers who have come on this semester to help our students and to help our Lobos and to basically help us, let's be real. Well, I guess we better get going. Congratulations, Lobos, to those who are graduating, and kudos to those of you who finished off the semester strong. We are proud of all of you, and we hope that you have a wonderful break. Please, like Leah and Chris have said, stay home if you can. Wash your hands. Wash your face. keep social distancing. Use that hand sanitizer. And keep our most vulnerable safe as well. With that being said, thank you for listening to Honesty with Shaq HP. Bye, Lobos.
Happy holidays.
Talk to you later.